This is a question for Mr. Jeremy Point Johnson, Jeremy Point Johnson, Johnson. The date of birth is 491, date of accident 9/2022, date of service is 2/22/2023. Patient initially has been injured as a veteran. He was walking on from 7 miles south field area. He was walking to a station when he was involved in an accident by a car, and he woke up in the hospital 3 weeks later. He was seen a neurologist, Dr. Fessler, F-E-S-S-L-E-R, and orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Daniel Ode, H-O-A-R-D. The effect of this incident caused him headaches along with loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, lack of focus, loss of concentration, open wound in the leg. And pain in the right shoulder, from chest pain to the left lower chest, and fracture of both legs in the lower back and neck was also reported. He had a fracture of the C1 and C2, was fused after this accident at St. Grace Hospital, and he was in coma for more than 3.5 weeks. He had a rupture that was helped with, he was on ventilator and pneumothorax, and it was fixed by third cord by a there was a blood clot in the left lung, and it was by the third cord, I believe. There was a fracture of both legs and fracture of some of the femoral bone. And he's currently going aquatic solutions on Telegraph for physiotherapy. And he also had a home therapy prior to that. Currently, he says that his pain is now in the area of the neck and shoulder. And he recently had a PRP treatment, and it improved his pain right knee, right shoulder completely. He's seeing aquatic solution for physical therapy. He's not seeing any podiatrist, or he has a mild pain in the ankles. X-ray of the knee was completely negative at the Dr. Ode's office, H-O-A-R-D, who is from the DMC. And he's an ophthalmologist, neurologist, and ENT he has seen, as well as orthopedic. I had myself referred to Dr. Zoma and Zoma for right shoulder surgery consultation. At this time, patient is satisfied with his PRP injection. According to him, pain level is only 3, and ADLs are not gravely affected at all. Here is 90% improvement in his pain. In the system review, in neurology and psych, patient reports double vision, difficulty sleeping, loss of equilibrium, weakness, loss of memory, and anxiety. He doesn't report headaches or dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, lack of focus, confusion, disorientation as a prime symptoms of TBI. In the pain, and patient has stiffness of the neck from previous surgery of the neck fractures, neck pain, shoulder pain on the right side, which is normal now, and back upper back pain. No trouble walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach, pain, or difficulty swallowing. G, there is no incontinence of the urine. Frequency of urination, blood in the urine. In rotor, there is no difficulty breathing or chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that pain has improved 90%. And there are no changes in medical history, surgery, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Substance abuse. Patient reports that utilizing marijuana alcohol for compliance, the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical admission, the blood pressure is 140 over 87, 310, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will be same from the previous week. Number is 013-050. And diagnosis is the same. Care is to continue the physical therapy 2 times per week for back, neck, and the shoulder with traction massage, and she provided light job now for 7 days, 11-pound lifting limit, and case management. Maps are reviewed and are okay, as are reviewed and okay. Patient is being seen by various specialties, and the medications were prescribed on the last visit, and there is a refill on them. Naproxen, 500 twice a day, level 50 milligrams a night, 10 milligrams a day, and lidocaine gel 300. Thank you.